before I launch into what the Nisivas Shalom has to say about Lag BaOmer, I'll just say very shortly what the Beis Aharon, the Rav Aharon from Karlin. Rav Aharon Karlin said a very famous, well-known thing about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's two sentences, but anything that Beis Aharon, anything Rav Aharon Karlin has said, is considered to be extremely deep. So those two sentences have been, you know, there's been quite a lot discussed to try to explain them. He said, just like Hashem is for everyone, Rav Shimon is for everyone, a few of the pchusim, even for the simple people. That's it, that's what he said. So, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is for everyone, so too Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is for everyone, a few of the pchusim. So the different people discuss what does the Beis Aharon mean. I think just in a nutshell, I think that basically the idea was that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you know, people have asked me, you know, according to the simple understanding from those people who are not from the Hasidic school or are not Kabbalistically inclined, Lag BaOmer is a time to celebrate because halachically speaking, it's a time that it says in the Rishonim that the time of Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying, and therefore because it stopped dying and it happened on Lag BaOmer, so they make a break. They don't say Tachnun. But for those, meaning the Chassidim and the Sfardim and those who celebrate the concept of the Sisra Torah, of the Inner Torah, who observe it as Hilul de Rabbi Shimon, as the Yortzeit of Shimon Bar Yochai, so what's so special? Like what? Listen, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is full of Kivrei Tzadikim. Like people go to Chutz La'aretz all the time looking for Kivrei Tzadikim. There's plenty of Kivrei Tzadikim, Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael. And of all of them, and you have here, you know, from the times of the Nevi'im, you have from the Tkufa of Bayis Rishon, you have Kvarim of the Avos HaKadoshim, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Chevron. But you don't find anything like Hilul de Rabbi Shimon, like Lag BaOmer. So much so that people speak of Aliyah LaRegel, they call going up to Miron like Aliyah LaRegel. Why is that? What's so unique about... Now, you could say that, you know, people tried to make it into something that you know, that's highly publicized, like they do with a lot of things. But this is going to be going on for a long time. People in Eretz Yisrael have been going up to Miron for Lag BaOmer and making a big deal out of it. I mean, now it gets bigger and bigger every year, Baruch Hashem. But even before modern times, it's been something big for a long time. What is it about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, of all the tzaddikim here in Eretz Yisrael, that nobody has a gathering like that? Nobody has a Yortzeit that's as widely celebrated by so many different types of Jews, right? You might have Hasidim going to their Rebbe in Chutz La'aretz. You might have different types of Yidden going to Uman and Rosh Hashanah also nowadays, yeah? But nothing like Rebbe Shimon. Not the amounts of Jews, not the sheer, you know, differences of the different people, types of people that go, and it's such a sacred thing for them. So, what is it? So I once said that, you know, I think of it, it's pretty pashut. Even leaving the Indian of Zarsh on the side for a second, think of it this way, I said to him. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Torah Shebichsav. But the historians and the people who learn history of Torah Shebichsav agree that the Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu would be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Sar Torah Shebaal Peh. And who is the Nivchar B'Talmidim Shetalmidah of Rabbi Akiva? That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So merely you see from that the Messiah Torah Shebaal Peh comes to us through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who said, Lo Tishtakach Torah Mipi Zarei, right? At the beginning of Likutei Moran from Rabbi Nachman talks about the secrets of what that means. But in simple, of all the Talmidim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who said the Torah won't be forgotten. He meant the Torah Shebaal Peh. You make sure that it won't be forgotten. So the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is a unique position. Now, of course, we who have a kesh to chassidus, have a kesh to pnimius haTorah, we also know that Rav Shimon is the Sar HaZoyah. He is the revelation of the deepest secrets of Torah. And on the day that he was nifter, the greatest secrets of Torah were revealed. And therefore, his day of passing, you know, the Gdolim Tzadikim Mimisasim Yosim Ibn Chayim, Tzadikim rise to even higher levels when they're not in this world than when they were in this world. Meir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is on Madrigas that you can't even imagine. And that he left this world, revealed amazing, amazing secrets of Torah. So says the Beis Aharon, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lakol, you know, every Jew has a shaychus to Hashem. Every Jew, no matter what madriga that Yid is on, no matter how far away he is, he has a shaychus to Hashem, Yisbarach. So, on the level of tzaddikim, said the Beis Arai Zedek, that no matter what type of level a person's on, he can always come back through tzaddikim, through Rabbi Shimon. Every type of flavor, every type of madriga, every type of Jew ending up in Miron and asking for Yeshua, and there's countless miracle stories about Yeshua that people have. I read in Rav Melech Biederman's Parsha Sheet on a very nice story that he brought, a contemporary one, where there was a couple who had a son, and his name was Zelig, and they wanted very much to get a shidduch for him, and it was just not going. They looked and they searched high and low, and they couldn't find him a shidduch that was mat'im, that fit, and they were like at wit's end, they didn't know what to do. So the mother went to Miron, to Lag BaOmer, to Daven Bereb Shimon, she should have a Yeshua, she should get a zivuk for their son. On the way there, she remembered, and she called up her husband on the cell phone, and she said, listen, I'm telling you something, I just remembered. You know, before we had this baby, I went also to Daven Bereb Shimon, we should have a son. And I promised that if we had a boy, we'd name him Shimon, and I forgot. I slipped my mind after he was born, I just forgot all about it. And now remembering, maybe that's what's holding it back. Quickly they called the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, listen, if you made such a promise, you have to keep it. So Meir, we don't want to make a big deal out of it. He's already, you know, he's a Chassenbacher, he needs to get married. We don't want to make a strange thing. You had a name, people wonder, maybe he's sick. Don't make a big deal out of it. When he gets called to the Torah, this Shabbos, make sure the Gabbai gives him an Aliyah, and tell the Gabbai to reef him up, call him up as Shimon Zelig. And when they give him a Shabbarach, make sure the Gabbai says Shimon Zelig, and that'll be enough. You know, just like by the Kriya story, we name a girl, Shtelzi, give the name there and it'll be enough. You don't have to make some like big deal out of it. No one will notice. Fine. So that's what they did. She went and she davened, she poured her heart, you know, her heart and soul out to Hashem. She asked, you know, Shimon to intercede. And she came back. And sure enough, that Shabbos, they called him up for an Aliyah. And the Gabbai says, Yamod, Shimon Zelig. And then afterwards, he gives me Shabarach. One of the guys goes up to the Gabbai and said to him, why did you call that Bachar Shimon Zelig for? He goes, what's so important to you about it? He goes, no, you don't understand. Like, that's not his name. His name is Zelig. He says, what's it to you? He says, no, listen. I know because my name is Zelig. And I know this Bachar, and I wouldn't always share the same name. In fact, he says, I know it so well because, you know, We always share the same name, so tell me, I need to know. Why'd you call him? She says, listen, his father came to me and said to me, his name is Shimon Zelig. He says, really? You sure? You're positive? He says, what's so important to you about this guy's name? Why do you care? He says, no, listen, I have a daughter, and I've been looking for a shidduch for a long time, and this bachar is like the perfect match. What should we do? In my family, we're very strict. We follow the Savas Rav Yudah Chassid. There's a minig that we don't take a chassan as the same name as a father. And I know this Bachar's name is the same name as me, Zelig. So I always think, if we're such a perfect match, what can I do? He has the same name as me, so we can't. Are you sure that his name is Shimon Zelig? He goes, yeah. I said, okay, if he has a different name, so it's not a problem. Needless to say, that was the shidduch. So, in the power of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I saw today a midrash about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Shira Shirim Midrash Rabbah said that a couple came to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and they said to him, listen, we've been married for over 10 years, we love each other very much, but we can't have children. So Rav Shimon said to them, well, what should I do for you? They said, well, I guess we have no choice but to get divorced. You can't have children, and we need, you know, the mitzvah for a man to have a child. And what can we do? So Rabbi Shimon said, then listen, before I, you know, help you make a get, I want you to do me a favor. Just as you had a big su'uda when you got married and you invited people and you had a wonderful party, do the same thing. Now that you're about to separate, I want you to do the same thing. Okay. So listen, Tzadik says. So they went and they made a big suda and they invited all kinds of Talmidei Chachamim and all kinds of guests and friends. In the midst of the suda, the husband has now been, Baruch Hashem, drinking a lot of good wine. And he turns to his beloved wife of over a decade and says to her, my dear, I love you so much. I feel terrible about this whole thing. You know, anything in my house you see that's so precious to you, just take it with you back to your father's house. Anything you want. Okay? and he has a few more drinks, and he promptly falls asleep. And so the wife calls the servants over and says, carry this guy, carry the master, put him in my father's house, put him in the bed. Okay. He wakes up, he looks around, he notices he's not in his own bed in his own house. Sitting over there on the side is his wife. Sister, where am I? She says, you're in my father's home. He says, what am I doing here? She says, I had you brought here. He says, why? She says, listen, you told me anything that's most precious to me I could take with me and bring to my father's house. So I chose you. So he was like really moved by that. And went back to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, told him the story. He said, okay, that's a different type of thing. So then he went and davened for them, and Baruch Hashem, they had children. The Zohar Kaddish has many stories about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his power to be Mevatel Gzeris, to say that he was in Lud, in the city of Lud, and he saw there was a Magefa, the Zohar Kaddish says, and the Magefa was horrible, and Rabbi Shimon said, you know, what's going on? And they said, from Shemayim, there's a Gzera. He said, no Gzera. Don't you know that I'm here? I'm in town, no Gzera. And Abbas Kol rang out from Shemayim, Mazikin, all the evil forces, get out of town, because Rav Shimon's in town. And they all ran away, and the plague ended. And Rabbi Hanina was so impressed by this, he went and told Rabbi Meir, he said, wow, look how, what a great tzaddik Rav Shimon is. He can, you know, just Mevatel Gzera, just like that. And Rabbi Meir said, not only is he that great, think of how great he really is, because even compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, because Moshe Rabbeinu, when there was a Megefa, what did he do? He told Aharon to go with the Ketores, Rabbi Korach, the whole story, and told him to go with the Ketores, and that's the, and all Rabbi Shimon had to do was just say. So that's the greatness of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Tzadik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, Tzadik Mevatel. Says in the Siva Shalom, Yom Adiru, the Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Nisyachad Roi Mamad Miyuchad Shul Metzinu Kedar Gmasoi Bishar Tzadikim Tanoim Amroim. Right, just like we said, the Siva Shalom says, we don't find a celebration of this magnitude by any of the other Tzadikim, Tanoim Amroim. So Yisrael Im Einam Nevim B'nei Nevim Hem. And we always say about Kai Yisrael, even though we're not Nevim today, but we're all the B'nei Nevim. So if we're the B'nei Nevim, things that we do in Am Yisrael have a significance to them. If Jews do it, it means something. Chafetzim l'davek bo b'oira shel Rashbi. V'roi levar godel k'dusha sayom u'ma ro'a kachim. So let's explain a little bit about the sanctity of this day of Lag B'Omer. V'ine al Rashbi ne'emor madrigos l'inus b'yoser. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, amazing things. It says, for example, Shalosh pamim b'shanu yiroi kol zechurcha espnei ha'odin Hashem. Right? It's Pasuk in Chumash. Three times a year you have to come, make an aliyah regal to see Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. Ask the Zohar, Man Pnei Ha'odin Hashem, who is this pasuk referring to? Dar Rav Shimon bar Yochai, says the Zohar. It's referring to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. When we go up to Miron and we call it aliyah regal, the reason it's called is from this pasuk in the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar compares the aliyah regal three times a year that we do by the Yom Tovim of Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. It compares it to coming before the Tzaddik Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Odi is Hashem b'Zohar, Shirashbi Nikra Shabbos. Shimon bar Yochai is the epitome of Shabbos Kodesh. She is called Shabbos. V'uhaya nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. It says by the Tzaddikim that the neshama Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the sparks Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, was found in Shimon bar Yochai. U'me'idach matzinu b'seidei me'a sfira, Asher hamida shel yoyim adiru l'rugag b'oimer, hi hoyd shibahoyd. Now if you've been following the Sfiras Omer, and you notice in the Sidurim, it has all kinds of Sfiras every day. It has Ches Shebechesed and Gvura Shebechesed, and it goes on and on and on. When you reach Lag BaOmer, you're going to reach Hoyd Shebehoyd. What is Hoyd Shebehoyd? Shuka Yedu Amida Hanemucha BeYoyser. If you want to notice which one of the Sfiras is the lowest, the most difficult, the one that symbolizes the most judgment, the harshest one, it's not Gvur Shebegvura, it's Hod Shebehod, because if you make a chart from the Sfiros like they do in the Sfarim, so Keser would be all the way on top. You have three lines. You have the right side, Kava Yamin, which represents Chesedim, kindness and mercy. You have Kava Small, which represents Gvuras and Dinim, harsh judgments. And you have Kava Emtsoi, the middle part. So in the middle part you have Keser. On the right you have Chochma, on the left you have Bina. Then you have Chesed on the right, Gvuras on the left. Then you have Tiferes in the middle. And then again, you go to the right. You have Netzach on the right, and Hod is on the left. Then in the middle, you have Yesod and Malchus. So I'm not going to go into a whole discussion of all the spheres and what they mean. But Nilus says, we say if we set them up in this way, that Kav Hayamin, the right side is Chasadim, is the epitome of kindness, and Gvurois is on the left side, harsh judgments are on the left. So on the left side we had Gvura, and below it we had Hod. So Hod is even lower than Gvura, which means it's an even stronger level of Din, which means it's a lower level of the spheres. So Hoid Shebahoid is the epitome of that. And that's Lag BaOmer. Wouldn't you think it would be the opposite? If Lag BaOmer is this wonderful day where there's Yeshuas and all this wonderful light revealed, that's why we make bonfires, the light of the Zohar and the Shem Bar Yochai and davening and all this stuff, it's all happening on Lag BaOmer. Maybe it should be like Chesed Shebechesed or something. Why is it that it's Hod Shebahod? He quotes from the Sonoma Rebbe, Shadavka Mishum Shahor Shurab Shimbachai Gadol Kokach, Megila Mekomos Arachokim Ruchim Beyoser. Just because Rav Shimbar Yochai's light is so vast and so great, it can reach even the lowest of the lowest of the places to illuminate them. Al Derech Shor HaShemesh Me'ir Es Kol HaMekomos. Just like sunlight is so powerful and strong, it can illuminate basically anything, unless you're blocking it with something. Right, so too the light of Shem Bar Yochai is like the sun. It's so great that it can reach anywhere, even the lowest parts. Derech Shor Hashem, v'chomo shamer tzadikim dekol kama she'atzadik gadol yoser misugal lev rashi yoser gadol. As I said about tzadikim, the greater a tzadik a person is, the more he can love even the most lowly of and despicable and wicked of a person. Because his great light shines, like we said, even lapchusim, even to the lowest of the low, even to the wicked. Mashiach will be on such a high level that he'll be able to love the lowest of the lowest of the Jews. Not only will he be able to love them, he'll be able to love them as much as we love the greatest of the tzaddikim. So like we love the greatest of the tzaddikim, we obviously love them. They bring us Yeshuos and they're the light of the world and they teach Torah. We love the tzaddikim. But to think that you could love the lowest of the low, the most wicked of the wicked Jew, as much as you love the greatest tzaddik, that's a hard madriga to reach, right? So Mashiach will be capable of that madriga. My Rebbe once said that story about the pasuk. It says, Yavilu Shai Lamoira. They'll bring a shy, a gift to the Meira. It's talking about bringing a gift to Mashiach. So, I tell a story about Rav Zevulf Kitzis, that there was a certain Moiser, a certain informant, very wicked, you know, sometimes in history we've had very wicked Jews. We've had people that fit this category, that need to be loved in this way, right? So there have been wicked Jews like that in the past. This was one of them. And he was really, really despicable. He used to inform all the time to the authorities. And the other tzaddikim in the area said, that's it, he's gone too far, he's mamash being roid of us, we have to get rid of him, we're going to make a minyan and make a cherem, and we'll do whatever we can do, get rid of this guy. So I went to Rav Zevulf Kitzis and I said, okay, listen, join with us together, and once and for all, let's get rid of this guy. And Rav Zevulf Kitzis said, no way. I said, why? You know he's the most horrible moiser, he's a roid of, and he's this, and they went on and on. This guy had plenty of crimes. And he said, listen, let me explain something to you. He says, L'asad Rav HaMashiach is going to come. And when he comes, the whole world will be filled with Deas Hashem, and people will be rushing. You know, it's going to be like proclaimed everywhere, Mashiach's here. Now, all the people that didn't jump on the bandwagon fast enough, they're all going to be like, well, Mashiach! And they're going to be like running to do tshuva and running to... And they're all going to come faster and faster from all the corners of the earth. Right? All the Jews who ran away and who thought that they're going to find themselves somewhere else. And they're avoiding as much as possible coming, and they heard somebody's coming to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be this, and they keep pushing it off. Finally, Mashiach proclaims he's here, all the wars have been fought, there's no choice, people start coming. So everyone wants to get there before it's too late. And everybody's scrambling. One guy, says Revival Kitzis, one guy's going to be like, listen, you guys go, I'm not into this stuff. And they're like, but Mashiach and this and his neshama is going to be so dirty, so filthy, so he's not going to be moved by any of it. He's going to sit there in Chutz La'aretz making fun of everybody. What are you guys rushing for? What's the big deal? We'll get there eventually anyway. Like, you know, no enthusiasm. Finally, all the goyim now see that Mashiach is ruling, and they know that he's ruling with gvura, and he's making milchamas, and they're all nichna, and they start bringing gifts to Mephias, you know, the new king of the world, Mashiach. And they're bringing riches, gold and silver, and Mashiach's looking at this like, what do I don't need this stuff, jewels, what am I going to do with this stuff? And they also want to bring something to Mashiach, but they see he's had no interest in all this gold and silver. So what can we bring Mashiach? What's the most precious? And they realize, what's the most precious thing they could bring Mashiach? A Yiddish neshama, a Jewish soul. Start looking in chutz. There's no Jews left, they're all here. And then they realize this one guy. And they go and they grab him. They're like, what are you doing with me? And they grab him. They put him on this thing. He's like kicking his feet. Let me go. And they bring him. It says, V'yavilu Shai Lamer. They're going to bring a matana, Shai Lamer, Mashiach. This Yid's going to be the matana, the gift bringing to Mashiach. And you want to kill him? He's going to be the gift from Mashiach. And you want to do away with him? And they said, okay, fine. You win. So, but that's how a tzaddik looks at even the most despicable, the most... Somehow, deep inside, he can find some good point that even, you know, the nicest guy looks at this guy and goes, there's nothing there. He's like literally a diamond in the rough. It looks like a piece of coal. Black, you know? It's somewhere in there, there's a diamond. The originator said about Eden that Jews are mamish like diamonds. Even the most horrible of them. I think we said this once before. There, you know, you find a diamond and it's a natural diamond in its natural state sometimes looks like really bad. And you have to clean it and polish it. And after all is said and done, and you've made it beautiful, and you've cut facets into it, and then you have to put it in the proper setting. And then, once you've done all that, then it shines. So the Jews are the same way. Sometimes Jews are a bit rough. You have to polish them and cut them and then put them in the right setting. So a tzaddik has that power, says the Nesiv Shalom, that he's able to look at the lowest of the low and recognize their greatness. Moshe was on the highest of levels. He saw Hashem face to face. He was the greatest, most humble person. Moshe Benu said, when it came to Chet HaEgel, to the sin of the golden calf, Moshe Benu said, your nation has sinned a grievous, terrible sin. Afal pi ken, nonetheless, bikesh. What did Moshe Benu do at that moment, at that time? Im tisa chatosam v'im ayin mechenin amesifrecha. The greatest love, most serious nefesh. Moshe Benu says, listen, forgive them, and if you don't, mek mechois, erase me from your book. Moshe Benu didn't say, and if you don't, what is he going to threaten? It's God, you know. But he said, if you don't, what threat can you pass to? Erase me from your book. He was willing to give himself up for the fate of Klal Yisrael. Which Klal Yisrael? The ones who just made an eagle. We're not talking about Klal Yisrael at the highest of the heights who just received the Torah, who were just Moshe Nefesh, the Keda. We're talking about Klal Yisrael at the lowest point. Still, Moshe is Moshe Nefesh for them. So, Bazar Kaddish, it says, Semasar Gar Miramisa, Kidavka Laru Madregos, Masa Nafsha Bushila Grum Yoser. Because of Moshe Rabbeinu's lofty Madrega, he was able to be Moshe Nefesh even to the Jews at their lowest point. Vehengam Rashim Bar Yochai, Shehu Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, Lugoidel Oiroi, Harehu Meir Mekoimus, and Amuchem Bioser Adbchinas Hoid Shibahoid. To the lowest level, to Hoid Shibahoid, to the most deep din, the most harsh of judgments, that's where the light of Shem Bar Yochai is shining. Chmoyshe kasev harav kadosh ba'al beis Aaron, ma kadosh baruch hu lakol, af Rav Shimon lakol. Rav Shimon's light shines for all of us. Afilu le'elu shem betachlis shvel hamatzev. Even for the pchusim, even those who are the lowest of the levels. She'amar Rashbi yachol ani rift or eskol ha'olam kula min adin. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said about himself, I can, it's a Gemara in Soter. It's not just a Zohar. This is wonderful things about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon, I can exempt anybody from a din. What does that mean? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had the power, and he believed in himself to that Madrega. He knew it was true about himself, that he could exempt Klal Yisrael from all harsh judgments. Ki tzadik kazeh ha'oivis kol Yehudi, a tzaddik who can love any type of Jew, even the worst of them, even the lowest of them, and find a diamond in the rough, find the kedusha, the sanctity, and the value and the preciousness of every type of Jew, he's the one who can poter, he's the one who can exempt the world from din, from judgment. So or now, based on all we just said, Yesh Lefar Shekavana Bagmara Shabbos, Shekasha Yatzer Rav Shimcha Relazer Ma'ara Chazer Anshe Dika. What is it? Azu Inashi Dika Karabi Vizari. So he saw people planting, right? Shimcha came out of the Ma'ara. He saw people working the fields, tilling them, planting. Amar Menichin Chay Oyam Muskim Chay Shah. What the Rav Shimcha said? What? How can these people leave Chay Olam Torah study and they're, what they're planting and all this stuff? Wherever they looked, their gaze was so stern it started burning stuff. So a Basco came out and said, "Woody, I didn't let you out of my cave to let you burn up my world. Go back inside." They went back. Hadur Azul Isyave Treseyachishita. They stayed there another 12 months. Amri Mishpat Rishoyim Begenim Yud Bischoish said about themselves, "I guess we must be like Rishoyim." Even though obviously they weren't. But Rishoyim and Gehenim are 12 months. We'll sit another 12 months in the cave. Yatz tabasko v'amritz umi maraschem. You've sat your sentence. Come out. Hadvarim ufloim milhavin. Lam amru bitui kaze mishpat Rishoyim al aksam. Why do they call themselves wicked? The Gehenim, people who are wicked, they sit in Gehenim for 12 months. So we better go back to the cave for 12 months. So we're like the wicked. Why would they say that about themselves? V'alpia amru yisbar shetchilas when they burned up the world and they realized that they were doing something wrong, they saw in that, in themselves, the greatest begam, the greatest blemish. If they were on the right madrega, they should have been able to see and soivel and not be angry at even the lowest people, even those who give up Torah and go and you know, work, you know, like that for them was like, what? And Rav Shimcha, you know, he's the one that it says about him that they're oisik in Torah so much, Torasa umnasoi, they're putter, right, from davening. They don't even have to daven. Rav Shimcha and his Talmidim, that's what it says in the Gemara about them. So they're the highest madriga of Torasa umnasoi, those who sit and learn, and their Torah is their umnus. That's Rav Shimcha v'chaverov. That they're even putter from davening completely. They only stop for Kriya Shema. Right, we're not on that level. Which koil do you know that doesn't stop for davening? There's no koil like that today that doesn't stop to daven mincha, that doesn't stop to daven shachris. But Rishon Bar Yochai and Chaverov, they didn't stop to daven. Their Torah Solom Nosov is such a madrega. They learned Torah Lishma on such a level they didn't even have to stop to daven. They were putter from tefillah. So that madrega of learning Torah, he was able to see a chesar in people who are not oisek in Torah on that madrega. Say Rishon by himself, if I still see a chesar in such people, even though I'm in such a madrega, it's something wrong with me. If something's wrong with me, I better go back into the cave. Because such a tzaddik should be able to look at people like that and say wonderful things about them. Find a wonderful level about them. Find their preciousness. Find a madrega. Find something positive to say. If you bring them up, that means something's wrong. Sharei gamim b'chal Yisrael kadoshim, all Kai Yisrael kadosh. Uru madrigaso matzu shem tzrichem b'chinas mishpat Rishoyim begenem. Lizdak echod yud b'schoidish b'mayra kedei la'agir ha-madrigas lehov es kol echad m'Yisrael. So Rishon Bar Yochai and his son said to themselves, we are wicked. We have to sit in Gehenim 12 more months. We have to go back into the cave until we can learn to love every Jew. Until we can learn to see the positive in every, until we reach that madriga, we don't belong outside. Umahai time akhal Yisrael misdabek sviv oira shoratana lakir of Shimon Yochai. Hameir bimiyucha bimat yehudim. Kiv Shimon lakol. Kol Yehudi misugal iskarev al Hashem Yisborach mikoech oira der Shimon. Vezegam goidel kedusha samakam tzina shorashbi. And that's why that place in Miron is called such an Asr Kedisha, a holy place. Asher im ki eini tanu yodea adma lahagid b'kedusha makam. None of us can explain what is so holy about Asr Kedisha Miron, about that holy place. Halo einenu roos ma'amado etzal Yisrael Kedishim. But we see what an importance what is attached to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Uchmor Ravavos Alpha Yisrael Kvar Hirehu Hiru B'tshuva V'skarvu L'Hashem Yisbarach Maras Kedusha Smach. How many thousands of Jews have become Bali Tshuva, have been moved to tears, have been moved to Tshuva, have been moved to learn more, have made Kabbalahs there, have accepted upon themselves to learn more, to daven more, to be better Jews, and have seen Yeshuos in that holy place. Hamesugal B'yosel Gili Or L'Kus Mikoyach Ore D'Rashbi. And as that power to reveal godliness, because of the power, the light of Rishon Bar Yochai. Umam od Gdova nisgava dargalsam yuchedus shel yom hakadosh hazeh yom lag baomer, like the Sfarim say, bechinas matan Torah shel Torah sanister. Just like Shavuos is a day of matan Torah for Torah she bichtav and Torah shebal peh of the written and the oral Torah, the Kabbalas Torah day of Torah sanister of the hidden Torah is lag baomer. Because, like we said, Moshe Rabbeinu revealed Torah, and Moshe Bar Yochai was the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu is revealing Torah sanister. And every year, Kol Shana V'Shana Nishpa B'Yom Hazeh, or Gadol Shel Pnimius HaTorah, the light of the hidden secrets of Torah on this day awakens and is opened and shines. And every one of us has the ability and opportunity on that day to receive a little bit of that. We have a Kabbalah, the Torah's Ari HaKadosh, who perish the Torah Sharashbi. We have a Kabbalah that the Torah of the Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal, is an explanation of the Zohar. And, or a Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidah, Kulam perish the Torah's HaKabbalah. Shekol hu mikoyach hagilui, v'hazroya shehishrish, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Chomosh Mesupar, Marav HaKadosh, Rav Baruch Meshbizheh, the Baal Shem Tov's grandson Rav Baruch, Asher Maran Sava Kaddish Merecha V'Chaya Etzla B'Yachad, Im Rakadosh Rav Asher Mistolin, the Stoliner and the Lechavitch were both by the Rebbe Baruch Mezvizher on Lag BaOmer, and Shehaya Moed Nesiyas and Elav B'Kol Shana, they would go there each year. V'Shulchan Hakadosh Nimshach Zman Rav, he used to make a big tish on Lag BaOmer, Rav Baruch Mezvizher. U'Pamachos Be'emtza Harichas HaShulchan Yislav Moed V'Kam V'Omar. Baruch Haba Rabbi Shimon. V'nafarim es gdoila kol ha'noichochem. One time in the middle of the tish, Rabbi Baruch stood up and he said, Baruch Haba Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai, welcome. Everybody who was there was seized with a feeling of dread and of awesome terror. U'pam anachas aniyach hazar ha'kadosh al-riba v'omar, ki ata avinu, ki Avram lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo hikirenu, ata Rabbi Shimon mimcha yadanu l'hakir es Hashem. It says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, ki ata avinu, ki Avram lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo hikirenu. But he said about Rabbi Shimon, "Mimcha yadanu lahakir es Hashem." He held the Zohar close to his heart, the Rebbe Baruch Mezvizher, and said, "From the Rebbe Shimon, we've learned to love Hashkadosh Baruch Hu." Really, the Torah of Baal Shem Tov, the Torah of Chassidus, it all comes from the Arizal and back to Rabbi Shimon, back to the Holy Zohar Kaddish, and that revelation of the teachings of Chassidus and Pnimius HaTorah for all of us, for whatever level they're on, that's the revelation of Shimon Bar Yochai and the Zohar Kaddish on Sfirah Seimah. We have left a little bit more. So he says, the beginning of the Idur Rabbah in the Zohar says, the Chavrai Kedisha came together with Shimon Bar Yochai, and they heard the sound of Pamal Yashamayla, they heard the sound of the heavenly hosts, all coming together for the revelation that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was revealing on the day of his passing. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai became very happy, and he began to speak about the secrets of Torah. And one of the most important things that he spoke about was the love of Klal Yisrael, the love of every Jew, the love that Klal Yisrael has for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And the Zohar speaks about this in many, many places. So, what is this love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us that we're speaking about? So there's another song we sing on Lag BaOmer besides, you know, we sing about the what's it called, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we sing, you know, about Rabbi Akiva. What do we sing about Rabbi Akiva? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, v'nemi atem metar, mi metar eschem, avichem shebashamayim. So why is it that we sing that on Lag BaOmer? So one of the things is what I said, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the epitome of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. But what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? The Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is, the Madrega of Hashem is, Avichem Shebashamayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Father in Heaven. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called our Father, and we're called His children. And a father loves his children. That's how a father is Messiah to his children. He loves them. And that is the secret of what it says in the Gemara, that there was an Atzeres Geshamim that it didn't rain, and Rabbi Lezer, came and stood before the Teva, and he tried and he davened and he wasn't answered. Rabbi Akiva came and answered. What did he say? Avinu Malkeinu. As soon as he said Avinu Malkeinu, it started raining. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva added something different in his davening. He added the Torah Avinu. He emphasized the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. And he said, before Malkeinu, Avinu. Not only are you our King, but you're our Father, our King. And he mentioned Father before he mentioned King. That's why he was answered immediately. So too, the Torah of Reb Meir, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Meir say? Ben kach uben kach kruim banim. No matter what Klal Yisrael do, it says in Kiddushin, the Rabbi Meir said, even if they sin, ben kach uben kach kruim banim. After everything is said and done, they're still called banim. They're still called Hashem's children. Says the Rashba in his Tshuvos, da'af sheba kol makam halacha kirab Yehud regabe Reb Meir. Even though we usually pass in halacha between the machokas Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, we pass in like Reb Yehuda. Beha kai malan halacha kirab Meir. In this respect, the Reb Meir said, he was arguing with Reb Yehuda, that even after we sin, we're called banim. In this halacha kirab Meir, this idea that we are called Hashem's children, even after Chas Shalom sinning, that Hashem is called our Father, this is the secret of the love of Klal Yisrael spoken about. Says the Sivas Shalom, Nis'am eslanum anshi emes, she'asimcha tzion rashbi, lomal min ateva. The simcha that you find Barak Ba'omer is on such a level, it's higher than all the levels. It's said about the Helig Originer, that one time a person came to Originer, it's famous saying what I'm about to say, but the source is from the Originer, that the Originer asked, what is it like? This person was once in Eretz Yisrael for Lag BaOmer and Miron, when it wasn't so common to be here. He asked him, what's it like there? And he explained to him, he says, I don't know, it's hard for me to explain it. How else can I explain it to you? Inside is like Yom Kippur and outside is like Simchas Torah. It's a very good explanation because it's mamash like that. Inside is like Yom Kippur, the emotion, the passion, the crying, the hisoirus. But outside it's like Simchas Torah, everybody's dancing and happy. Said the Rishoner, it's not a stira that it's like that. That inside it's like in Kippur and outside it's like Simchas Torah. Because it's all the same, it's Oiris, it's all coming from the same place. Ki mekora simcha l'ish Yehudi, mima shezoich l'hargish b'ribo rechimus l'kud shebarichu. The source of simcha for a Jew is to feel the love of Hashem. The love of a father for his children. Bivchinas oz v'ched v'minkoma. There's only passion and love and simcha in God's place. V'rashbi asher himshich v'gil Yisrael is gilui shel haflaga sahavis kosh boch l'aleim. Al yedei sefer Azara Kaddish, ha-mevat gilui zed Azara Kaddish, full of the secret of the love of Hashem for the Jewish people. He is the one shehemshich ruach shel simcha b'klal Yisrael l'doir edoiris. Uvimyucha b'yom adilul shelo uvitzion ha-kaddish mesugul or l'ilus Yisrael ha-gash ha-silazim. So says the Svishalom that the Shem Bar Yochai's tzion is a sgula for simcha and for tshuva. Hashem should help. Hashem, even if we're not zeicha to be there physically, if we are Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful thing if you can get there. And even if you're not, it says from the Chernobyl or from the Moreh Na'im that a person who studies the works of a tzaddik is as if he's on the tzion of the tzaddik. So you don't have to dafka study. If you can study Zohar, that's wonderful. But if you can't, the Midrashim are full of stories of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is full of Rabbi Shimon. Hashem should help. If we connect ourselves to the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will shine for us and give us all the yeshuas that we need. Amen. Can you hear us?